Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Just so grateful to have you with me today. So thankful for you studying the Word of God, learning about Him and His Son Jesus and His ways. And if you happen to be new to this podcast, there's over 500 of them now that are listed on the Word for Today with Ray.com. And you can look up the podcast there and go back and review any of the ones that are already there. Just glad that you're studying the Word of God. God is our true teacher through His Holy Spirit, and that's why we go to Him in prayer as we begin our studies. Let's invite Him to be with us today in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless You today. We give You thanks and praise for who You are and what You've given to us. You've given us life. You've given us breath. You sustain our lives, Lord, and You've given us Your Word that we might know You. Today, again, we look to You for the guidance of Your Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth, to empower us to live according to that truth, and to do it in such a way that our lives are pleasing to You. That's what Your Word says, and for Your pleasure we are and were created. That's what our prayer is for today. We bless You, we thank You, we humble ourselves before You, O Lord. We do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Doubting Disciples. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 13, verse 22. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me." And in chapter 13 and verse 22 of his book, John shared how the disciples looked one on another, doubting. Where we read, "Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spoke." The verse reads, "Then the disciples looked one on another." John began with the words, "then the disciples," which means at that time, the students, pupils, and attendants of Jesus looked one on another, or gazed upon, contemplated, weighed, and carefully examined each other reciprocally and mutually. John shared how Jesus' disciples began to carefully and reciprocally examine each other after Jesus told them one of them would betray him. The verse goes on to say, doubting of whom he spoke. John continued with the words doubting, which means at a loss or a doubt or perplexed of whom he spoke or about, concerning, and because of the person he, Jesus, affirmed, maintained, and said would betray him. John shared how Jesus' disciples were perplexed as to which one of them Jesus said would betray him. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus' disciples began to gaze upon one another in wonder as they attempted to discern who among them would betray him. Jesus told them one of them would deliver him over to the authorities, and none of his disciples knew who it was. Jesus knew who would betray him, and he was willing to be delivered over to the authorities to suffer and die to pay for the sins of the world. Anyone who puts their faith and trust in him as their Savior and Lord will be forgiven of their sins and inherit everlasting life with God. Those who are wise will carefully examine themselves and be certain they are not among those who betray Jesus. Next time, John shares how there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name,